shit can't change. Pop the pill, it got me cute, though, nigga. Catch me when I land. Please don't play like I won't hop right off this jet. Jump in a minute, fam.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a very, very scary installment of Foxtrot, because it's officially Halloween. And I'm sure that within the last 48 hours, I'm probably the first WMFO DJ to do a Halloween edition of their show, so I'm accepting that I'm very unique and special in this regard. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. So today I'm breaking some rules. Usually I'm like, oh, I never play a song on the radio twice. excuse me. But I decided to break that rule because I wanted to play some Halloween adjacent songs today, which I took a little liberally. You'll see. But that Halloween adjacent song we just listened to was The Thing by Pixies. I love that song so much. I think it's like my favorite Pixies song. I'm not going to act like I'm some Pixies connoisseur. Hear that pronunciation? I don't know what that flair was about. I'm not going to act like I'm like some big Pixies guy, because I'm not. But that song goes crazy. I love just the banging piano, and it's just funny, I think, with the alien vibe. But again, I thought it was Halloween, because like The Thing is like a horror movie that I've never actually seen, but it's in my watch list, so I'm going to get there. And, yeah, okay, without further ado, we're going to listen to some spooky, spooky songs. I'm thrilled. I hope you, if you don't get too scared, you know, it's a scary playlist today. So I won't be offended if you have to tap out if it's too scary. I will not judge. Let's all chill. Foxtrot is a tolerant space. Okay, let's do it. See you guys in a bit.
Thank you. showed me the grime in your teeth.
Thank you. You kept running. You've got money, you've got fame. Every morning I see a picture from the train. Now you're an actress. So says your resume. You made of car. You couldn't hide your way out of a paper bag. Talking to me now, little Miss Plucky. Pluck your eyebrows for the crowd, get on the airplane. You give me stomach pain, I wish that you were here. We would have had a lot to talk about. We had a deal then, we nearly signed it with our blood and understanding. I thought that you would keep your word, I'm disappointed. I'm aggravated, it's a fault I have, I know. Don't go my way, I have to blow up in the face of my rivals. I scream and run, I make quiet an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, so fuck them too. Dear, if I could have a second skin, I'd probably dress up in you. You're a star now. I'm fixing people's nails, I'm knitting jumpers. I'm working after hours, I've got a boyfriend. I've got a feeling that he's seeing someone else. He always had a thing for you as well. Though in the face of my rivals, I swear and run. I make quite an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet. They are hypocrites, forget them. So fuck them too.
And I'm back. We just listened to Dress Up in You by Belle and Sebastian. Right before that, we listened to Days of Candy by Beach House. And just before that, we listened to Japanese Candy by Brutus the Eighth. Brutus, Roman numeral 8, 5. It's like a V. I assume it's 8. 8, Brutus 8. So if you're just joining us, this, if you couldn't tell, is a Halloween edition of Foxtrot where I'm playing songs that the titles made me think of Halloween. And so I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory for all of these, but we'll go through them. So Japanese Candy, it's got the word candy in it. Fun fact about Halloween is that it tends to be associated with candy, so that's why I picked it. I think this song is just kind of fun. I don't think I played this one on the radio before. It's very tongue-in-cheek. I don't have anything super interesting to say about it. It's got a fun little vibe. I feel like this is a sound that a lot of people are making these days. I don't know when this was released. For all you know, it was ahead of its time. But it's nothing crazy. But it's a fun little vibe. I like the lyric, you went to school on the East Coast and you found out you were oppressed. Like, yup, that's me. I went to school on the East Coast. And I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty chill. Yeah, I also... Okay, I'm going to keep moving. Days of Candy by Beach House. Again, this is another one. I picked it because it has the word candy in it. And candy is associated with Halloween, according to many believers of the holiday. And I forgot how good this song was. I put it on because I was like, oh, candy. Yup, easy one. And then I was listening to it just now, and I was like, whoa, this is kind of beautiful. So I... Shout out Beach House. Yeah, I know nothing else to say. It's a beautiful ending to an album. It's off Depression Cherry. Shout out them. And then finally, Dress Up in You by Belle and Sebastian. So I picked this one because, like, Dress Up in You, people wear costumes for Halloween. As you can tell, I went really scary for these first three songs. This song is so good, too. There are a few songs that are more whistleable than this one. Those little trumpets, you couldn't hear me, I think. I think the mic was off. I was whistling up a storm. It was a hurricane in here, the way that I was whistling. Okay? Oh my God, it's so good. This is one of my favorite Belle and Sebastian songs. They didn't play it when I went to go see them live last spring, and it broke my twee little heart, if I'm being honest. Speaking of twee, here's Sufjan Stevens. More Halloween music happening now. See y'all in a few.
A thousand rooms to rest, helping.
just taste the bite of death. I know my time is past. I'm not so young, I'm not so fast. I tremble. Thank you.
anything yet? Ain't it all been like a dream? I, for one, don't care what it means. I'll be alright. They won't break me when the heart is overflowed with the joy.
Well, that was loud for me. Boo! Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. This is the Halloween show, so I just want to keep you on your toes. We just listened to Cave of Phantoms by Cutworms. Right before that, we listened to Ghost of Your Guitar Solo by MJ Lenderman. And right before that, we listened to They Are Night Zombies. They are neighbors. They have come back from the dead. Ah! By Sufjan Stevens. So I am a huge fan of that Sufjan track. That comes off his album Illinois, which in my opinion is simply his best album. I think this is the third straight week I've played Sufjan, which, you know, is not super surprising for me. I think I'm kind of a known Sufjan lover. I would call myself a Sufjan connoisseur, actually. Not for the Pixies, but for Sufjan, I think so. And this already was like one of my favorite songs off of this album. And so it's a fun excuse I get to play it, because it's very Halloween. They're night zombies! Ah, you know, there's even a yell. So that's cool. Fun fact, when they spelled the letters of this song, of course in the beginning they are just spelling out Illinois, which, you know, true, that is the state. But then they just start spelling, I'm pretty sure, just like ghost towns in Illinois, which I think is pretty cool. If Genius didn't lie to me about that when I looked it up like a few years ago, I think that's true. So, fun little detail from Mr. Stevens. Next, Ghost of Your Guitar Solo by MJ Lenderman. I think the Halloween connection here is pretty obvious, you know. Ghosts. Ooh, scary. It's a fun song. It's crazy to think about. He released this album, I think it's by the same name, released this in 2021. I believe he is either, when this was released, either my age now or younger than me, which is 21. That's a horrible thing to think about, and I will not be thinking about that. Yep. But it's just a fun little song. I think it's a precursor of what's to come with him as an artist, not to be annoying. But it's that really fuzzy distortion sound that I think he kind of gets under control in a really cool way in Boat Songs. So shout out MJ Lenderman. He did not play the song either when I went to go see him live. But somebody in the crowd did request it. I did hear a Ghost of Your Guitar Solo thing. So sorry to that guy, but maybe if he's listening tonight, he heard it here and was thrilled. And then finally, Cave of Phantoms by Cutworms. It's Phantoms. Ooh, scary. So this comes off the album Nobody Lives Here Anymore. It's honestly, I think this album is underloved by the world. It's this beautiful double album that's just full of the most lovely folk country songs you've ever heard in your life. It's just every song you're like, oh, he kind of, like, it's, I'm not gonna say in like act like he blew up the genre, right? Like he didn't do anything groundbreaking, but it's just such a pleasant listen. And like every time I go through it, I'm like, oh, I really enjoyed this song. And this wasn't one of them. This one was just kind of like Phantoms, Ghosts, Halloween, ooh, scary, spooky. But like the other day, actually, I was listening to this album a lot as I was studying for a midterm I had today. And it was another one. I was like, oh, this song is kind of a hit. Not, again, not this one. I like this song. I don't mean to diss the song. I'm saying like every time I listen to it, I'm like, oh, this other song of the 21 that are on here is just kind of lovely. And that's true for all of them. So check out that album if you haven't got the chance. He released something in 2023 as well that I actually enjoyed. But this one holds a special place in my heart. You know what also holds a special place in my heart? The seasons. Specifically, this one we're in right now. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That's right. Go outside. It's cool out. It's beautiful. It's fall. Okay, I've been talking way too much. I got more music to play. Here's Magdalena Bay. Rhyme!
Yeah. I know mouth to mouth.
Well, that was fun. Oh my God, it's so loud. I'm going to talk quick. We just listened to Swear to God, The Devil Made Me Do It by The Front Bottoms. Right before that, we listened to Witch by Alex G. Right before that, we listened to Your Love Is Killing Me by Sharon Van Etten. And right before that, we listened to Vampire in the Corner. Again, if you missed it, this was a Halloween edition, so I played Halloween songs. Vampire in the Corner, the vampire mention. This comes off the new Magdalena Bay record, Imaginal Disc. The song is so good. Shout out Vampire, shout out Magdalena Bay. Your Love Is Killing Me by Sharon Van Etten. I was like, oh, Kill is kind of a Halloween vibe. It's a little scary, a little freaky. And then the lyrics of the, I forgot how visceral the lyrics are in the song. Like, break my legs so I won't walk to you. Cut my tongue so I can't talk to you. Burn my skin so I can't feel you. Sharon, it cannot be that deep. Like, I love this. It's a great song. Cannot be that deep. Witch by Alex G. Yeah, the witch, no matter what you do, the witch will burn you. Halloween, ooh, spooky. And then Swear to God, The Devil Made Me Do It. That's just a fun Front Bottom song. Shout out to the Front Bottoms. They teach me that you can have a voice crack all the time and still sing, and it sounds okay. So, yeah. Okay, I had a good time. I feel like this is kind of a weird show. But I laughed nonetheless. If you enjoy what you heard, again, my name is Noah. My show, Foxtrot, I play things normally that I think are good or interesting. Again, today was kind of a Halloween day. Kind of switched it up. That's okay. Yeah, but I'm here every Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 1 a.m., however you think of that. Feel free to join in and tune in. We laugh, we cry, we have a good time. So, yeah, I'm going to close out with Graveyard Song by Jeff Rosenstock. I think that's a Halloween song, has the word graveyard in it. And, yeah, I don't think anyone's after me, so maybe I'll bleed into 2 a.m. Okay, this has been Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a happy Halloween if you're not having one already, and I'll see you all next week. Okay. Lila Tove.